Hello, everyone. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio, and you can learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome. I am your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
And we are so happy to be here for our open mic. It is 6 p.m. on this great Tuesday night, and we're very excited to play some good music. And
yeah,
that's pretty much it. So
jump straight into the music. So the first song up is Processional, and the artist is just the at symbol. So a little abstract. They have a kind of a hyper pop feel, and the vocals are very entrancing. So yeah, please enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Hey, let's go.
Thank you. You have no power over me. I have no faith to believe. My heart is beating through the pain. I won't be like you again.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Hello, welcome back. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella. The song that you just heard before that Renaissance Coffee PSA was Heart by Intrinsical. And then the song before that was Stone Window by Metric. And Metric is an indie band from Toronto, which is always nice to see.
Got some Canadian music, which is great.
Mm-hmm. And also, just to let you guys know, the song Heart by Intrinsical was making beautiful patterns on our little Serato music player, like all the beats. It was like a rainbow. So just also, I've been choosing songs this week that look pretty on Serato. Mm. So I don't know if that translates to anything, but just to let you guys know.
Yes. So we're having a light show on the station here.
During the breaks, we're just like watching Serato. Like, wow, it's so pretty.
So many rainbows.
Yeah. Oh,
but yeah, I think last week we were talking a little bit more about urban exploration. Mm-hmm. And we have been looking more into it, especially at SFU here on campus.
Yeah, we're like, how can we make campus a little more exciting, you know? Like, how can we explore something that we think we've seen everything? Because it's like, we see the AQ every day.
Oh, yep.
Everywhere else, I'm like, everything looks the same.
Exactly. You know? But recently, I've just joined the Facebook group. There's actually a little private group that I know.
How many members?
I think there's a couple thousand, though. But okay. They have to grant you access to get into the group. So I got my special privilege.
They saw you. She's an urban explorer. We're letting her in.
They saw me, my three followers. Yeah. And they're like, you can join.
She's cool.
But there was actually a posting by someone who just recently went to the SFU's abandoned mechanical room. And Okay. Yeah, it's very interesting. There's a lot. It's like this small metal door that's supposed to be off the side of the main road, and it's just unlocked.
Yeah, guys, let's have a meetup there. Yeah, okay? Whoever's listening. But, after the show.
Yeah, and so if you meet us there, then you can open this small gray gate in the ground, and then it's supposed to have this massive room inside with all the mechanical parts that were all abandoned, but there's supposed to be chairs and things in there.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of, like, discarded furniture.
Yeah, graffiti and things, but it's super interesting. So before we graduate, this is the goal,
that's the number one thing on the bucket list. Go to the abandoned mechanical room.
Oh, yep.
The back rooms of SFU.
Mm. I did try to message the guy who actually posted this, and he did not respond to me. So
Not yet. Let's have some hope. What did you message him, though?
No, I was just like, please give me the location of this.
Send me the pin.
Send me. But he just never responded.
I think the thing, like, with urban exploration is that people, like, it's kind of like a thing where you don't share the exact location. Like, you can give little clues.
But
if you share the exact pin to, like, thousands of people, then that place might just get shut down.
Exactly. I said, can you please give me directions to the general location?
Oh, okay.
But he didn't respond to that either. So
his main road is a bit vague, I feel.
Yeah, there's lots of main roads up here.
And there's lots of doors.
Yeah, there's lots of doors.
And like, how are we supposed to know?
Where are we supposed to look? But yeah. I guess that's just an adventure that we're just left up to. So
it'll
be on our own. But
I wonder, like, when the best time is to do it, because is campus open? I feel like we're kind of going into some murky waters here. We're allowed to be talking about this on air. But, like, campus is open 24/7. Buildings, right?
It'd be a little creepy to go
find some things.
That would be fun. You never know. On the rooftop, I want to go to the very, very roof on some of these buildings.
Oh, yeah. We should just climb the side.
Oh, like, yeah.
Climb the side of the library or something.
Oh, yeah.
Up there. I think that's, like, where the broadcasting thing
is.
What is it called? Like,
the satellite?
Satellite, yeah.
It's probably up there.
Connect with our broadcasting roots.
Oh, yep. We'll do some yoga poses up there. But, but there's lots of urban exploration in Vancouver in general. I know that I'm from Coquitlam, personally, so there's this abandoned hospital called Riverview Hospital, which is right near my house, and it is massive. They just abandoned the entire place, so there's at least 4 or 5 buildings that they have, like, crazy tall pillars. There's ivy growing everywhere, and they actually use it for movie sets for certain movies at Riverview Hospital, which is really awesome. But you can't,
like, horror movies kind of
thing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure horror movies.
Yeah, that makes sense. Abandoned hospital is, like, one of those creepiest abandoned places to go.
It was a mental hospital as well.
Oh, that's, like, the just cherry on top.
Yeah, little psychotic abandoned place, but
yeah. Or I think even, like, I've heard of some that are, like, chickenpox wards or something, or, like, like some sort of, like, disease wards for children.
Ooh.
Like, that would be really... That seems a bit too far to go, maybe, exploring there, but...
Yeah, you never know
be convinced,
what disease you'll pick up.
Exactly. Like, accidentally poke a needle and suddenly you've, like, got, like, the black plague or...
Yeah.
You know?
That's the only... I feel like the only thing that's kind of deterring me away from... urban exploration is the fact that there could be a gas leak in some of these places, or just the general...
It is dangerous.
Yeah.
It is dangerous.
But that's what makes it fun, though.
Have you been to the Riverview Hospital?
I have, actually. I've only gone to the outside of it, though. Mm-hmm. And as well, there's a lot of hills beside Riverview Hospital, which you can go sledding at.
Okay. So, yeah, shout out sledding.
Fun sledding over there, but... Yeah.
Near the mental hospital.
But I don't think there's any door inside there that's unlocked, but I will find out one day.
Yeah, me and Corey are planning to go at some point to try to break in. Not break in. Just take a look, it's kind of public property now. It's abandoned.
It's not really break and enter if there's no one living there.
Exactly.
No,
we're just entering.
Yeah.
Breaking in is something...
No breaking, just enter.
Yeah, exactly.
No break, just enter. So
that's going to be us.
Yeah. You'll see us posted on wanted posters.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't hear from us after a while, you'll know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You can share our story, but...
Stella, I know that you went to Japan and did some urban exploration over there.
It's called something else there. Like, I got in there... We went to this super strange building that we were just, like, climbing around. And then after that, we were like, okay, this seems pretty achievable to go anywhere, because there's not a lot of security in Japan, at least where we were. And then we looked up, and urban exploration is also, like, this different culture called, like, Haikyo or something. So they have, like, a name for it. And there's so many in Japan. There's, like, abandoned water slide, like, parks.
Oh, geez.
And, like, all these abandoned hospitals. That's where the like abandoned chicken pox ward was.
Oh.
I was like, should go there. But I've only went to like two hotels that were completely abandoned. Mm. But it was so freaky. I wanted to go at night, but like we were hearing things clattering around.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay.
No,
it's like a 7-floor hotel. Like there's gotta be somebody living here, right? But
right.
There wasn't in the daytime.
Oh, interesting.
When we were there.
Oh, that kinda actually makes sense for the Studio Ghibli movie now, and I think back, The Spirit Away, that it's set in an abandoned amusement park. Because in Japan there seems to be a lot of abandoned buildings.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's like abandoned love hotels.
Really?
Like all these different kinds of buildings. Like there's a whole website for it, but it doesn't show you the locations. Like you just kind of have figure out.
That is so interesting. I did not know that.
It was so. And also, like, we would just kind of climb. These weren't abandoned. Like we would just like climb these buildings, go like press the roof button on the elevator. We like go to the roof, climb up a little extra, and then we're just like completely on the roof, and
we
can see all the skyscrapers in Tokyo. We're like, okay,
jeez,
this is sick. So I don't know if that's considered urban exploration.
No, that, I feel like that is.
You know.
I mean,
there's a lot to see. I feel like I want to do that in Vancouver, too.
Right. Oh, yeah. We probably should explain what urban exploration is. So for those of you who don't know, we have the dictionary pulled up right here. So
We know what it is.
I know it from heart, but it's the activity or pastime of exploring man-made structures, especially abandoned buildings and areas not generally open to the public.
And the little thing underneath is like, used in a sentence, urban exploration can often be dangerous.
Yes. So it can be a little risky.
We're definitely not like telling you guys to do this.
Oh yeah,
we're just talking,
just discussing.
Like, it's a cool thing.
You could take ideas from it, but not from us, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just heard the definition of it, and you can interpret it however you want.
We didn't encourage you.
No.
So, just let you know.
Yeah, we didn't say anything to you guys. You didn't hear a thing.
Nothing. Just the wind.
Just the definition.
Just the definition.
Yeah.
But
Anyways,
I know that there's other abandoned buildings not mentioned.
I'm sure there's a lot like away from Vancouver too, like in the north more.
Like some towns.
I feel like there's got to be some abandoned like mining towns or something.
Right. I know there's actually one in not that Langley is abandoned, but
I mean,
but in Langley, I know there's someone, the Red House, something along the terms. Okay. It's just basically this massive open field, and there's this one house that's just sitting in the middle of it, and it's abandoned. And I can't remember the name of it. I'll look it up and then tell all of you out there what it is later if you want to go see it. But yeah, it's really interesting.
It really sounds like we're enticing them right now.
Yeah, we're a little enticing, but that's the fun
of
sharing
the love.
Yeah, sharing
the
love
of urban exploration.
Yeah, so I think that's enough of urban exploration.
Yeah, we don't want to like push you to it too far, you know, just a little nudge in some direction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But away or towards, because we're also saying it's dangerous, you know.
Yeah,
you guys have to be careful and could be considered trespassing, so take that into account.
It's a great
assault. Personally, we've never trespassed, so
never trespass ever.
Yep. Anyway, the next song is, give me one second. Oh, Teardrop Skies by Steph Green.
Ah, awesome. Well, hope you all enjoy.
Town choir. From transit to traffic, our method of transport affects the music we love. Whether it be Trooper's bright white sports car or Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, our ride can even bring us the fundamental inspirations for our music. Listen in to CJSF 90.1 FM at 2 to 3 p.m. on Fridays for Rock and Ride, during which we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. My name is Sean McMeekin. Don't get stuck in traffic, and have a wonderful rest of your day.